Hello everyone, I am here with my guest Taryn Atkinson, and she will be sharing her experience with the District Student Advisory Council, what they are up to this year, and how things are going with the group. So, hello Taryn.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. So, tell me a little bit about yourself and your role with DSAC.
So my name's Taryn Atkinson. I'm a grade 12 student at PGSS, and my role this year is the chair of DSAC. I've been on this committee for the last 3 years. So for the first 2 years, I was just a person sitting on the committee, just listening, planning. But this year, I've taken on the role as the chair.
Mm-hmm. That's so great. How do you feel being chair has changed kind of like your responsibility within the group?
They definitely look at me for direction and like when we're doing meetings, like for guidance and that sort of thing. So it's definitely been a bit of a step up for the leadership role for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awesome though, right? Like, really helps you kind of build those skills to interact with people and make those real changes with a group. Yeah. So
Yes. What
really is DSAC for people who don't know what you guys really are? Give us a little background.
So DSAC is the District Student Advisory Council. And mm-hmm. So we're a group of about 15 to 20 students, depending on the year. And we come high school students that come from all across the district, so PGSS, Dutchess, DP Todd, College Heights, Shasty, Kelly Road. And we just talk about the issues in the school district and how to improve it through the youth, almost.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Really awesome stuff. So, you know, you mentioned, it's through the lens of the youth. Why do you think it is particularly important to have youth on the forefront of these issues?
I think it's really important because we're the ones in the school. Like, we have all these trustees and principals and teachers and awesome staff members and everything. And that's great, but they haven't experienced high school as we're living it right now. They've experienced it before, but everything's changing. And so it's good for us to have influence in our own school district and bring up the issues that we feel need to be talked about and need to be, I just think it's so important because it's our school and we just want to make change for our school through our, like us, the youth, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And really, really shaping that narrative that like, we are here, we are present, you know, we're not just involved in our own lives. We really do care about our community as a whole, and that, you know, we are loud and we're not just going to sit around and let people who aren't maybe experiencing the same things that youth are experiencing to make all the decisions.
Yes, exactly. Like, we just want to have our voice heard mm-hmm. from all angles through schools.
Yeah, that's great. It really is. So, speaking about, you know, issues, I know we were speaking earlier and there is a particular issue that you guys are working on right now and have a project in the works about. Do you want to share to our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we are working on a video, about a 10-minute video that will target grades 4 to 8, and it's tackling racism and all aspects of it, and we really want to make an impactful video that will tell the why. Why is racism bad? Why are funny or sorry, I like had in my head. Like, why are microaggressions bad? Why is being a bystander not okay? And so we want to teach the young students about this because. So we had a presentation from two of our DSAC members about restorative racism, and then we thought, like, this could be something we can tackle within our school district. So we jumped on it right away, and we started planning. And so, like, we're going to be targeting this for May, and it's going to have so many different aspects of racism in it, and I personally think it's so important because I just don't think, like, racism isn't talked about enough. Like, it's definitely started to be in the past year, like, for sure. But, like, especially in our school district, it needs to just be talked about. And if we target these young students now, when they grow up and they see someone being picked on or someone says something racist, they can stand up and say, whoa, that is not okay. Like, you cannot be doing that. So we want to teach them now so they'll have these skills for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah. Targeting the youth is so crucial. And I think we adults might think, oh, yeah, like, these people are too young to learn about something like that. But in our world today, nobody is too young to gain an understanding for what mm-hmm. is affecting everyone, even from such a young age, racism is prevalent. So, yeah, for sure, very important stuff. So, in terms of the school system itself, what role do you feel racism plays? Like, how do you see racism truly impacting our school systems?
Especially, like, I feel like in the past, like, it's played a big role, but very small. Like, you don't plainly see it almost, like, in the school system, I feel like. Like, there are memes or videos or jokes being heard or shown to students. Like, they'll show a meme, and it's a joke, so you have to laugh, right? It has to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that some of those memes aren't funny or some of those jokes aren't funny. And then, so this past year, we had an incident at my school where someone dressed up in blackface for Halloween. And then, finally, it felt like the school district, the principals, they did something about that and said, okay, that's not okay. But why was these, like, microaggressions, these stereotypes, these videos, these jokes just flew by? So it's really just getting, like, the conversation going about the school systems and that racism isn't something blatantly obvious. It could be something as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And so teaching people how it can be any aspect is, like, really important. And that's, like, a big role in the school district is, like, it's anything. And so students don't realize that, like, when someone says a joke, everyone's just supposed to laugh. So it's just teaching the students that you need to stand up and say, no, that isn't okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're speaking about the response of the school systems and how, you know, it seemed like they only came to action when not only did the racism affect students, but suddenly the racism affected, you know, staff and admin, and it looked bad for them if they didn't respond to it. You know, it was like social scrutiny made them stand up and say, hey, like, we're doing something about it now.
Yes, like, I know, like, I was at school that day, and all my friends from different schools, like Dutchess Park and everything, they're texting me, like, oh my gosh, who is this kid? Like, what has happened? And I know, like, everyone was reposting it on Snapchat, Instagram. Like, if you were on any social media platform, and you saw it. So, and then, like, all you see is, like, PGSS blackface incident, and, like, they don't want that. So, yeah, then they'll, like, try and do something. But why wasn't anything really done before? Like, mm-hmm. any incidents before that were small.
Yep, for sure. And, you know, I think, looking back at my own time in high school, it was, like, admin was so quick to act on people who were using vapes and act on people who were, you know, abusing drugs or anything on school grounds like that, and or kids even skipping class. Like, it was such a huge deal. And then I'm like, but where's the response to this? Why can the response be just as existent in the, like, just exist in the first place, right? I think so many people might experience that racism but feel like nothing's even going to happen if they say something, because admin is too busy with other things, and that they have never highlighted the importance until they were forced to.
Yeah, because I understand, like, you know, they're looking after so many students and got so much on their plate, but why can't something, like, why can't this issue be important when it's through all of our schools?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, people are going to skip class. Like, you can tell them go to class, but some, they're just going to skip. People tell them, like, oh, get out of the bathroom vaping. They're going to do it off school grounds. But, like, if we can teach, like, show racism is so important, and they make it such an important issue, like, it won't happen at the schools, so they don't have to worry about it. It won't happen mm-hmm. off the school grounds in your after school life,
mm-hmm.
I feel like.
So what do you think is something that students, even whether it's high school level, elementary level, even university level, can take upon themselves every single day to be more proactive?
I think just, like, not being a bystander. And so, like a bystander is just, like, watching something happen and just not doing anything at all. So, like, it's being not racist. It's about being anti-racist. It's about calling out people about all their actions. Mm-hmm. If you see some, like, anywhere, if you see it in your school, you see it in the grocery store, at work, at home, wherever, I think it's just about calling out that racism. And so that, because some people, like, they just don't understand, like, that might not be, they'll say something and they think, oh, well, it's not racist. But until you tell someone, like, no, you don't understand, this is racist,
mm-hmm.
that they'll start to learn. So if you call it out on people, then they start to learn as well. And also just talking about the issues present today with everything, like, especially, like, the Black Lives Matter movement and everything, and like, just talking about it, because sometimes it might not feel comfortable, but then you're not really talking about issues if you don't voice your opinion and you're not talking about these issues. So if you just talk about, even with your friends or your family, whoever, then it'll start the conversation going, and then again, like, even more people will realize, like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, people would like to speak up, and they truly care and see the injustice that's happening, but they might just not know what to say or how to say it. So it's mm-hmm. in that case, they would say nothing. So yeah, definitely something that could be taken on so much more in school systems. I know this is kind of really random, but I've definitely seen this on social media, where it's like these card games, and it's just prompts, you know, like speaking prompts, and mm-hmm. everybody goes around the room and talks about that. Like, what if we could bring something like that to an everyday classroom, where we have students really digging deep about these questions and these assumptions and these stereotypes that are in our society that cause systemic racism and racism on an individual level as well, where it's just in our society and it's ingrained. It always starts with opening up people's minds. You know, like, that's always step one. You have to open up the mind to get to the heart. Really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, looking forward, what really is your hope for DSAC in the future and the potential for change that you guys have?
Like, I hope, so we'll have this video hopefully done by May. We'll be working on it in the next couple months. But, like, in the future for DSAC, like, even after we finish this video, I hope that we don't just, like, okay, we're done this video, we don't need to really talk about racism anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, still have it, continue talking about it, and maybe hopefully even incorporating it into our school systems, like, not just target grades 4 to 8. Like, maybe we can even somehow have it taught through to everyone and everything.
You really just kind of hope for the future that same passion and you know, just like absolute wish for change within the school system continues to exist, and that you keep walking the talk, essentially. You keep not just caring about issues, but doing something about them.
Yeah, exactly. And still talk about racism, but also talk about other issues like mental health, environment, and really incorporate these big ideas into our school system and not just have them be brushed off, like really engage and be passionate and be committed to talking about them within DSEC, but then also bringing it into our school systems as well, into our school district.
Yeah, because like DSAC only represents like a very, 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 very small fraction of high schoolers, right? And so maybe there are things that you guys are aware of and you guys have action and the potential to do something, but also spreading that throughout the whole school district so that everybody is aware and everybody can be involved in the change and understanding. Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for your time. It was really lovely talking, and best of luck for DSAC. We'll have to chat again when the video is out and done. I really look forward to seeing that.
Yes, thank you so much for talking to me and having me on this.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
For sure. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye.